You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. I hope everybody's safe and well and keeping warm in the United States and keeping cool in Australia. So it's very bitterly cold where I'm at, and it sucks, and I'm not a fan of it at all. So before we get started, I just wanted to remind you that the Discord, Hierarchy University Discord, is up and running. It's free. It's ready to join. So you should join, because we just had a major overhaul on the Discord to build out the community even more. So yeah, I think you should join. Okay. There's a lots to do and lots to learn and lots of people to meet. So I highly recommend it. I've got kind of this is kind of a sad episode, I guess. Many of you, I'm sure, and I posted something on the website a little while ago about the tragic death of Lane Rogers, who some of you might know as Blake Mitchell from his days with Helix Studios. He died in a motorcycle accident Tuesday around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's only 31 years old. And I think everybody was shocked. Obviously, nobody likes to see a young man die so tragically, you know, so young. Lane meant a lot to a lot of people, because he was an alpha, for sure, a young alpha who came up in an industry where, in a studio, Helix Studios particularly, where the emphasis is always on reciprocation and versatility, because of course they want to be able to use their models however they want. But Lane was one of those young alphas who kind of forced his way into carving his own niche, basically, in the porn industry. He was one of those kind of at the first wave of what I would consider to be the hierarchical movement that you're seeing in porn these days, where, you know, alphas are alphas and faggots are faggots, and people embrace their purpose, like in front of the camera, not just in person, their personal life. There's definitely a movement, a change in that. If you look at porn, let's say in the like early 90s, for instance, with Bellamy and other studio, Falcon Studios, etc., their actors used to be versatile. They would swap head, they would sometimes flip fuck, etc. And that, again, part of that is to best utilize their actors in any scene that they wanted to do. But the other part of it was this sort of belief that gay sex, particularly, is all about shared experiences, because of course you're dealing with two males who both have penises, and so hey, they all want to get sucked, right? They all want to get fucked, and they all want to fuck, right? But the reality is different. You know, hierarchy teaches us that men are not built that way. Males are not built that way. I mean, certainly there are people out there that claim to be versatile, and I'll begrudgingly give that to them. But ultimately, most males have a position and they have the things that they want to do sexually that turn them on. You know, for faggots like me, you know, we want to submit, we want to serve and service and not be serviced. And for alphas, it's the opposite. And Lane was one of those actors, when he came on the scene, he was being kind of shoehorned into that versatile role when he first came up with Helix Studios. Helix, for anybody who doesn't know, was sort of like the American Bel Ami, sort of, in terms of they had a stable of hot young males. They kind of, you know, none of their models had facial hair generally or things of that sort. They were just like Bel Ami models were hairless, you know. Most of Helix Studios models were also like that. And so that's the kind of audience they were catering to. And they were pushing versatility among their stars. And so it was clear, though, that that Lane, who was at the time running by the pseudonym Blake Mitchell, he was performing under that name. It was clear that he was different, you know. I mean, he had a great body, a beautiful, beautiful dick, honestly. He had a dick like a torpedo, basically. And he looked like Superman. He looked like Clark Kent / Superman, with his jawline and his kind of matinee kind of good looks, you know. And he was naturally dominant. And so there was no way for Helix to hide that, you know. And so ultimately, he took on those top roles and took on the dominant roles, which were a natural fit for him. Fortunately, Helix had some great faggots and bottoms on their payroll, like Joey Mills, like Sean Ford. Angel Rivera was kind of in the versatile category, but those were kind of the big stars at Helix. And fortunately, you know, there were some great pure faggots on their roster, so Lane / Blake Mitchell could fuck them all day long, and, you know, they would have great content. But mainly, though, the important thing is that Lane established what he was, you know, by the sheer force of his own will, by just being what he naturally was, you know, an alpha. Now, Lane came up, he started with Helix in 2014. I started Fags Worship Alphas the following year. And so in the hierarchy space, you know, Lane was charting a territory in porn, and I was charting it on the website and my social media outreach. And so we kind of came up together in terms of pushing. I consider Lane to be part of that movement that's been happening. You know, sites like mine, there were many on Tumblr back in the day, but there are other sites out there and other accounts that are all pushing hierarchy as the truth, which is what it is. But like Lane, Joey, Sean Ford, all these ones, they're also part of that movement. You know, by their activities, they demonstrate the truth of hierarchy, you know. And so I consider Lane to be, I can always consider him to be a leading light in that movement, you know. The other thing I want to say, though, I mean, I don't really want to talk about his porn career that much because, you know, it was only a part of his life, you know, and his legacy. As a gay male, you know, I'm disgusted by the political situation that's happening right now and the threats that it's posing on gays everywhere. And Lane was an advocate. Lane was somebody who was very concerned about gay rights and gay marriage and those kind of things. And he was a fearless and tireless champion of that. And I admired him greatly for that. And I'm very grateful for him for that. Because, you know, when gays are under assault, when gay rights are under assault, it's easy to feel isolated and afraid. But Lane stood up where other people did not. He stood up and he was very vocal, and used his clout as a star, you know, to make a difference and to reassure people who were more vulnerable than him, who didn't have the clout that he had, the visibility that he had. He stood up and protected them. You know, I consider him to be one of the great protector alphas in the porn industry. And I really admired him for that. It meant a lot to me. I mean, I'm not a faggot that really cowers or is afraid to speak up or speak my mind, obviously. But there are other faggots, other gays out there who are vulnerable and around the world, not just in America. And Lane was a rare alpha superstar. I consider him to be a superstar who stood up for the truth, and he and stood up for what he believed in, and he was right. And I'm gonna miss that. You know, I'm gonna miss a lot of things about him. There's something to be said about that comparison to him being like Superman, because, you know, I don't think alphas really understand what it means to be alpha. I mean, Lane looked like Superman. Okay, he had that jawline, he had the eyes, he had the, you know, the perfect all-American face and body and the beautiful dick, and he was a strong person, you know. And he was a defender of what was right and good, and he was a defender of the weak. And I think he was an excellent example for any young alphas to, when they're developing, to look to somebody like him. Because Lane made a difference in our world. And I wish other alphas were more like him. And maybe his death will cause some of them to think twice about what they're doing with their alphahood and their clout and their strength, you know. Being in the porn industry, it's a pretty shallow industry. It's full of money grubbers who just are simply out for themselves. It's a very selfish industry and a backstabbing kind of industry. It's ugly, you know. And I'm so glad that a lot of the great stars have basically branched off into OnlyFans and, like, taken control of their careers and gotten away from the studio system where it is much more corrupt. But I really call on some of these other alphas, these visible alphas out there, to stand up and make a difference for the sake of those lesser ones out there who need help, who need a light to look up to. Because faggots definitely looked up to Lane. And I'm just speaking for myself. I know what the faggots that follow me, I know what they thought about Lane and how he made them feel. He made them feel safe. He seemed like he could be your boyfriend. He seemed like he would be your master, and he would know how to take care of you and to train you properly and with love, not just abuse. And so, in fact, he wasn't an abusive person at all, really, but he was just a dominant young alpha male who led with his heart and his empathy. And I just really admired him. And I'm so sorry that he's gone. And to everyone who got to love him, you know, I'm so jealous of people like like Joey, my brother Joey Mills, and Chad Alec, and Sean Ford, all those ones that got to serve him and service him and be with him intimately. I'm jealous of them, because they got to see that smile in person, and they got to experience the warmth that and strength that he had in abundance. And I just want to just tell everyone that, you know, I'm sorry. The ones who loved him and who were loved by him, his family and friends, I just want to tell them I'm sorry that they've lost that light. And in the world, I'm sorry for the world, that I'm sorry for gays everywhere who have definitely lost the light. Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about Lane, because it's just, and I guess maybe I'll close this way. You know, we don't have a lot of time really in our life, you know, and we have to take whatever we can and make something out of it. I'm sure when Lane went into the porn industry, people were thinking that that was foolish or dangerous, and I'm sure it probably was. But Lane took that opportunity, and he created a career that changed lives, not just turned people on. You know, he changed lives. He inspired people. And, you know, if you can do that with the porn industry, imagine what you could do in some other industry, you know, or whatever talents you have. Whether you're an alpha or a faggot or anything in between, you have a very limited time to be alive, and you don't know when your end's going to come. And you got to live it, and you got to make it count. Lane lived it right up to the end. He was somebody who lived life with excitement and enthusiasm and love. And everybody should think about that. Particularly, though, people in prominence, you know, think about what you're doing. Think about how you can change other people and stand up and use your clout. It's one thing to, you know, somebody like Raheem Shabazz has over 1 million followers. Joey has over 1 million followers across multiple, you know, media streams, etc., media platforms. Like, what are they doing? You know, what can they do? You know, I don't know. I just think that they need to step up and make sure that they're providing that same guiding light somehow. But to everybody else, you know, I wish you nothing but the best. I hope that you don't give up in your own life, and I hope that you make the most of what you have while you're alive. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Lane, for sharing your heart with me and with everybody else. and I'll miss you. So anyway, that's the show tonight. It's kind of a downer, I guess, but you know what? I don't care. I want it to be positive, and so hopefully you come away with a positive thought, because I don't mean it to be a negative thing. But anyway, I will talk to you next week, okay? I still have interviews to do. They're coming, okay? Ugh, they are coming. Anyway, I love you very much. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye!